You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam the Faggot. It is Sunday, July 10th, 2022. I hope you had a nice weekend. Mine was busy, but it was productive in a lot of ways. As of always, the podcast, the website, everything associated with this hierarchical movement, which I am a part of, is done through my own money or from generous contributions from people like you. So if you would like to be a part and help out with the funding of this project, I would definitely appreciate it. You can find my links in the sticky post at the front of the website. So, with that said, let's see. First of all, this has been kind of a crazy couple of weeks because I have been encountering fathers, straight fathers, who have come to me asking for help with their minor children, sons, who are, they suspect, are faggots, okay? And a couple of them I've really gotten extensively involved in, okay? Like, I've gotten to know the fathers pretty well, and I've actually, in one case, I've been, with the father's blessing, I've been talking to his 16-year-old faggot son, Jamie, in case of Sir James, who I've spoke about before. And we're going to get to Sir James and Jamie here in a second. But I want to tell you, I just published this on the website. You can read about it with quotes. But I was approached by an alpha over the weekend. His name is Wade. Alpha Wade approached me about his 14-year-old son, who he suspected is a faggot. And he kind of gave me some background about his son. And it sounds like he's probably a faggot, you know, or at least leaning that way. You know, at 14, you know, it's kind of hard to tell exactly how a child is going to grow up, but this alpha, and this is the first one of the, this is the fourth father that I've encountered here in the last couple of weeks, who've come to me asking for help in dealing with their minor son that they think is a faggot. Okay, so this is kind of crazy. This is a kind of a territory that I have dealt with occasionally on the website, where I've dealt with fathers and their faggot sons. There have been a couple of very, like, very big, very popular posts on the website over the years dealing with this very issue. So I know that there's definitely something happening there, you know. And I'm somebody that I don't shy away from this kind of stuff, okay? I know that people, and I had some more rude comments over the weekend from dumbasses who, you know, started accusing me of child molestation, all this other shit. They sound like QAnon retards, you know, but, you know, I'm trying to help, okay? I want to give the best advice possible to these alpha and fathers and these straight fathers who are trying to desperately understand their child and trying to help their child. And these four fathers, you know, one thing is the same about all four of them. They understand hierarchy. and they want to operate within hierarchy to raise their child in the best way possible. They want to give their son, who they don't really understand, okay, these are all men who, you know, they don't have any understanding of what it means to be a faggot or what a faggot thinks or needs or wants, but they want to kind of help them to develop into a faggot, if that's what they are, in the safest and most constructive way possible. And I really am just, I'm blown away by these men. They are the next generation, you know, of father. And their faggot sons that they're trying to raise are going to be the next generation of faggot. A very powerful generation of faggot, I think, in faggot terms, of course. But, like, in terms of, I can totally see, thanks to men like these, faggots who have some amount of self-esteem and respect, and they take their craft as a faggot seriously, and they want to be the best faggot they can be, and they accept who they are, you know. And that's very powerful, okay? That has not been around in millennia, okay? Faggots were accepted in Rome, ancient Rome, ancient Greece, as you know, a part of society. Obviously a lower part of society, but still a functioning part of society. We haven't had that in a very long time, but now that we have this opportunity through these fathers, men like these, to guide their sons who are faggots to view faghood as like an internship, like a vocation, you know, and that is very powerful. That's going to change society. So, you know, if alphas in our society can come to accept faggot worship and service as a part of an expected part of an alpha's lifestyle, then we should have faggots that view themselves as valuable and a valuable part of an alpha's life in whatever way that they can serve. So this is kind of a game-changing thing that that I'm seeing here, and I really, it's unexpected, I would say that, okay? I didn't start the website thinking that I would be any part of a movement maybe to help fathers raise faggot sons. I never expected that, but I've encountered it multiple times. But I've had 4 in the last 2 weeks. Now, in the case of Alpha Wade, he heard about this through this podcast that you're listening to right now. Again, this podcast is reaching people in ways that I did not ever expect. I mean, I was really blown away by that. But Alpha Wade, he's the only one of the 4 men, fathers that I've talked to here recently, who actually identified himself as an alpha. I kind of suspect a couple of the other ones are alpha as well, but Alpha Wade definitely identified right up front as an alpha. And he understands the use of faggots, because he went to a fraternity. He saw, you know, how faggots were used. So, it's exciting to be able to talk to him about this. Now, I mean, 14 years old, again, I don't know where that goes. We'll see. Alpha Wade's taking it very seriously, though. He's wanting to try to help his son, you know. Now, of the four fathers, the most exciting story so far, right now anyway, is that of Sir James and his faggot son, Jamie. And Jamie's 16, and he is now openly serving three straight alphas on the soccer team at his school. And I talked about Sir James in one of the latest podcasts, which is how Alpha Wade heard about this. It was through that story about Sir James. Now, since the podcast, things have changed dramatically, very dramatically, with that situation. First of all, the apex alpha of the three alphas that Jamie is serving, his name is Master Bill, not Mr. Bill, like Saturday Night Live, but Master Bill, broke up with his girlfriend in a really hellacious fight. And and Sir James has been enforcing chastity on his son very, very meticulously. Now, this has received criticism from people. Why is this father? It's a child abuse that he's putting his child in chastity. But Sir James understands, I think, innately why Jamie needs to be in chastity, what the value is. And he's seeing it in his son. That how chastity is transforming his son, how it's fulfilling his son in ways that he would never have guessed as a straight man, you know. But since then, Master Bill has deflowered Jamie, and bred him multiple times with Jamie's father's blessing. Jamie's father, God bless him. I don't know what to say about him. He did a really bold thing. He actually sat down with Master Bill, and they talked as men. Even though Master Bill is 16 years old, okay, he talked to Master Bill as a man, and was very respectful, and said, "I don't have a problem with you, you know, taking ownership of my son. I just want to make sure everything is safe and you're taking care of my son." It was incredible. It's an incredible thing, really. You would never see this in previous generations. So something is happening, all right? But just a couple of nights ago, Jamie lost his virginity to his new master, okay? His very first master, at 16, you know. And it was actually a very beautiful thing. I mean, Jamie lit candles in his room, and his master came up to his room and took his virginity, and it was actually it was better than the way I lost my virginity, I can tell you that. Okay? It was fucking a lot better. So, I'm fucking jealous that Jamie had this wonderful deflowering moment, you know, with his master. Like, it couldn't have been any nicer, really, you know. And Sir James, you know, was involved the whole way through. Again, my parents knew nothing about me having sex at a young age, and like they knew nothing about it. They were not involved at all, and I wanted them to have nothing to do with it either, okay? But But Sir James has been right there with his son, helping him, guiding him. And it's really been one of the most inspirational things I've ever written on the website. If you haven't read the posts, I really think that there's lots of value in those posts. Now, I had a debate, okay, about whether or not I should or shouldn't write up the story about Jamie's deflowering, okay? Because he is a minor, and even though I have Sir James's blessing on what I write about his son and the chronicling of their journey together, I was debating it, you know, and I decided to write it because I think I wanted to honor what they were doing together, you know. So I wrote it. I wrote the post about it, and it was detailed. I mean, I didn't hold back, okay. And I went step by step through the whole journey to that moment and beyond. So, and I kind of was waiting with bated breath about when I published it. I thought, oh, I hope Sir James is not offended by this, because I don't. If I was a straight male father of a faggot son that I loved very much, who was getting fucked by an alpha male, I would be. It might be uncomfortable. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I mean, I know a lot of fathers would not handle it very well. You know, my father would be right at the front of the list. Okay. Anyway, Jamie wrote to me after I published it, a little, like several hours later, and he said, "Sam, my dad just came out of his room and he was crying, and he walked up and held me for the longest time and told me that he loved me and he was so proud of me. He had read your post about what had happened with Master Bill, and he was crying, Sam. He was crying." And I don't know, like, what do you say to that, you know? I burst into tears whenever I read that from him, because I just thought, oh my gosh, you know, like, Sir James read that, what I wrote, and it moved him, because he knew what he was doing for his son was right. He was following hierarchy and hierarchical principles to help his son find fulfillment. And he was seeing the positive results of that. And I don't know, like, I've really been just kind of, ever since that I received those messages from Jamie, like, I've just been kind of on a, I've been kind of dazed about it, because it just moved me so much. And yeah, I've actually received some criticism for that article and my work with Jamie and the other fathers and their sons, as I often do. Like, it is definitely a controversial move on my part to try try to work with these fathers and their sons, underage sons, their minor sons. I'm just trying to help, okay? Like, I'm not doing it for the clicks or whatever. The site gets plenty of traffic. I don't really have to worry about that. I don't care about that. And my livelihood does not depend on the website, okay? So I'm not doing it for attention. I'm trying to help, and I am helping. And I just want to say, you know, at the front of this podcast and other podcasts, I say you can help contribute to this website. This website, what this website is doing is changing lives. It is changing lives. And if you don't agree with that, then you don't know what you're talking about. Okay? I get it all the time. There is no other website on earth doing what FagsWorshipAlphas.com is doing, what this podcast is doing. There's nothing like it. And I view what I do here as vitally important, because I see the changes in lives and the improvements in lives and the purpose and the fulfillment on almost a daily basis, and it sustains me, you know. And when I have Sir James tears running down his face out of joy because his son is finding fulfillment because of what he found on my website and what he learned from my website. This very unique, very special place on the internet where people can find refuge and find answers. I know that I'm on the right path. Do you know that I'm on the right path? Anyway, I really wanted to thank the four extraordinary fathers who have come to me recently and trusted me with their sons, in a sense, you know. I will never, ever let you down. I'm not ever going to give you the wrong information. I'm going to do the best I can for you, always. And I thank you all for trusting me. Yeah. So, you know, it's funny. Sir James, you know, after, you know, he cried and, you know, was so happy about his son, he invited all three of the alphas that Jamie is servicing out for lunch the next day. And he told all three of them that they're all welcome to come to his house and whenever they need to, you know, to be with his son. That's a real change in a life, in lives. Okay, it's not just Jamie's life. It's not just Sir James' life. It's also the lives of these three young alphas. This website did that. And it took people taking action on what they learned on the website. So I take it very seriously. And I will defend it and protect it with every ounce of strength I have. And I hope that the people out there listening to this will fight to defend it as well. Because there's nothing like it, you know, and all too often we, you know, have something special like this, you don't realize until it's gone, you know. So stand up and fight with me, all right? I really thought I was going to cry. I'm glad I managed to not cry through this one. Anyway, I do hope you guys read those stories. They're very powerful stories of truth, hierarchical truth, and fulfillment. So, anyway, I will let you go. I really appreciated you talking with me tonight, and I will talk to you later, okay? Love ya. Bye.